This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our historic events section, same-sex marriage. The Defense of Marriage Act was signed into law in the U.S. on September 21, 1996. Unlike other laws, it was approved quickly and easily. There were three main parts of the law. First, DOMA gave every U.S. state the right to refuse to recognize same-sex marriages. Second, it defined marriage as a union between a man and a woman, and spouse as a marriage partner of the opposite sex. Third, it declared the non-recognition of same-sex marriages for federal purposes. DOMA did not prevent same-sex American couples from getting married. Many couples married in other countries and eventually in states that legalized same-sex marriage. Section 3, however, barred these couples from receiving benefits that opposite-sex American couples received. For example, same-sex couples couldn't file joint taxes. They also couldn't receive spousal benefits, such as veterans benefits, survivor benefits, or immigration benefits. In other words, even though they were legally married, they didn't receive equal marriage rights due to Section 3. Many legal battles ensued as same-sex couples fought for things like health care benefits and hospital rights. Bill Clinton, the former president who signed DOMA in, became a strong supporter of its repeal. President Obama also supported the repeal, and on June 26, 2013, Section 3 of DOMA was ruled unconstitutional. The 2013 ruling meant one important thing. The U.S. federal government had to start recognizing the legal marriage of same-sex couples by offering them equal benefits. It did not mean that individual states had to recognize same-sex marriages. The day DOMA was struck down, 36 states still did not recognize same-sex marriage. Regardless of the battle ahead, same-sex couples around the world celebrated the U.S. milestone and vowed to continue fighting for national marriage equality. In 2015, in a case known as Obergefell v. Hodges, an Ohio man sued his state. He wanted the right to place his name on his husband's death certificate. On June 26, 2015, the Supreme Court ended what Obama called the patchwork system. Same-sex marriages became legal across the U.S. under the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Individual states are no longer allowed to ban same-sex marriages. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit esllibrary.com and choose our Historic Events section. That's all for today. See you next week.